Oh, can you hear
am
me?
Am I too loud? No, I cannot. Can I hear you?
You can't hear me because I can hear you.
Are we on air?
No.
Is this thing on?
That's on. Yeah, I told her, don't you ever call me that again. And in fact, don't you ever call me again. Can you imagine? Hello.
I didn't get your number. Oh, hello. Here
hello.
We are.
Welcome to
the
broadcast. Welcome. Boy, are we glad to be
delighted
here.
Delighted to be here as your hostesses with the mostesses for
the broadcast. I am Ann Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And together we are the famous Filson sisters. You probably think you're hearing double and a siren. You don't hear that very often on the Shawn Island. Well, you are hearing double and you're hearing a siren too. We're a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical twin sisters since birth. Twins. Twinning. Isn't that what they say? Hashtag twinning.
I don't know.
Very often people can't tell us apart. It's not so much of a problem on radio, but
we enjoy it. We love it.
And so if you get us mixed up,
Don't worry about it. It happens to everyone. And look, if our name sounds familiar to you, yes, we are those Filsons the Filson family,
Filbert fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
A fortune built on nuts.
Filbert. it's a nut fortune.
And we're a rich couple of nuts.
Thank you, Susan. You know who's a nut?
You're a nut. I guess you could say we're a pair of nuts.
I love this girl My identical twin sister.
Am I the luckiest?
I am the luckiest.
Come on.
Many years we've been doing this, toddling around together.
A little history for you. Our father, Phil Filson,
God rest his soul.
He said, my beautiful identical twin daughters. Look, he couldn't tell us apart.
Not even Papa.
Put one on each knee.
One on each knee.
He'd say, don't rest on your nuts. Go out there and make a difference in the world.
Do something. So this is our latest venture, a broadcast. And we're going to make it a podcast. Jeff is working on it. G-E-O-F-F.
It's the homosexual spelling.
It's a very technical thing to have a podcast from a broadcast. And there's something about an R-S-T-M-J. I don't know. But here we are on Vashon Island bringing our magic, a certain brand of luxury and extravagance and entertainment to Vashon Island.
Yeah, we get dropped off once a month. We don't drive. Why would you?
And we don't live here.
Let's look at the three people of Vashon.
Hello. It's the broadcast people. They don't look like they're from here. Look at that. They're so cute.
Yeah, she's got fleece on.
You can Instagram us, honey. We're the famous Filson sisters on Instagram.
Oh, he says they can't hear a damn thing.
Oh, well.
All right, you know what? We look good. We bring the splendor. Look or don't look, we're still going
to
be beautiful.
Exactly.
Hey, speaking of which, you're listening to the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming line hit at...
Streaming Lime.
Yeah, Streaming Limes.
Yum.
You ever heard of making love and streaming limes? Yum. You remember this song.
I know it well.
At thevoiceofvashon.org.
Yeah. Tonight's topic on the broadcast, embodied music cognition, the coupling of perception and action and its role in fertility.
You had me at fertility.
Doesn't that sound fun? deep stuff.
And of course, as always, we have a fabulous guest.
Two with
us today on the broadcast. Does our topic intrigue you?
Oh, you're going to love a guest.
Bore you to tears. Stay tuned either way. Yeah. We're going to talk.
Yeah, we are. But first, we must always start the show with... What are we wearing today? Nance, you look great.
You know what? When you're identical twin sister. Oh, that's good.
Hashtag twister.
Yeah, it's just shorter that way.
Shorten it.
Yeah.
Get right to the point.
When your twister says she looks good and you look good, you know you look good. Who needs a mirror when
you don't
have a beautiful identical twin
sister? You don't need
it
at all. We're wearing a matching duo of glamour today.
If anybody's ever listening again, I always say
Susan is covering her eyes because we're shining so bright like a diamond. You know?
There goes her corneas.
Yeah.
You're bejeweled.
Thank you for noticing. That's our guest.
We'll introduce
them very soon. Are you intrigued? You hear a manly voice and you say, who's that?
I knew there was a man
who's
in the room.
Who's that? Today I'm going to describe what you're wearing for the
and
guests.
Everyone knows
for
that
the audience.
I always say, hey, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
And then I start to describe what my identical twin sister is wearing, and then she butts right in.
Because I
don't
love
it at all.
Because I'm so taken with you.
She's got a beautiful butt.
I'm so taken with you.
What she's got on is
a pair of gold palazzo polyester pants. They're beautiful. I will post pictures on Instagram and Facebook.
Get a leg up.
Great pants.
This top
is a one shoulder number in the sparkliest silvery sequins you've ever seen.
It's so sticky.
Oh,
the most prickly
the sequins stick
ever.
To each other, and then yeah. and then you walk out of the bathroom and you got your sequins tucked onto your sequins. But it happens to the best of us. And then I really love your earrings. I think they're fun. They're
That's
very tribal.
They're yours.
I gave them
at?
To you.
Oh, sure.
They're beautiful.
What's
they're very
yours is
long.
Mine, right?
Yeah. So tell me, what am I wearing, sis?
Almost identically what I am wearing.
Yeah.
You also have that very effervescent top.
It is effervescent. What a great word for
when
it.
We're going to have someone count how many sequins we have. You know those little fundraisers that villages like Vachon do where they put a little something like jelly beans
I'll run
in the jar
around.
And
yes.
they say, guess how many?
Yeah.
And then you win like a side of pork or something. I don't know what they do. Right
yeah.
here. But it's very similar to this. We could put our sequin
guess
tops
how many
and
sequins.
Guess how many sequins.
And the winner
thousands
gets
and thousands and thousands.
Make us lunch or something. That'd be fun.
Maybe they could take a ride in our limo. In the front. While we're in the back.
Yeah.
That would be a great treat.
I think it's a great treat.
We could drag
treat.
Head uptown. And after that, go to the cheese factory.
Cheesecake factory.
I keep been looking for the cheese factory.
You're never going to find it. Our ensembles were made and designed, as you all know, by the Korean Bob Mackie. Speaking of the Korean
Love
Bob Mackie,
work.
And not related at all, check out Vachon Costuming.
Yeah.
Sandra Cooper does great work. Great work. Great work. Thanks.
Oh.
Thanks, Nance.
Let me tell you, where have we been?
We were just back in town.
We're jet setters.
So we're just back from the Sahara Desert for Sephora.
Did you hear that? The Sahara for Sephora.
Yeah. When the new faces of Sephora's newest line, Landscape of Far Off Lands, Eyeshadows and Bronzes. And it's true. We saw it firsthand with our twin vision. This is true.
Pigs do fly, people. Because
can you imagine?
It snowed.
In the Sahara.
It snowed while
In
the Sahara.
Look it up. You don't believe it? Look it up.
January 28th. It was actually shocking. Totally unexpected.
But it was breathtaking. It was so beautiful. First time we've seen our nipples since the Winter Olympics of 55.
Or 54, yeah.
It did wonders for morale.
Well, maybe it was the camel toes. I don't know. But anyway, a good time was had by all.
Snowing in the Sahara.
Somewhere tropical, my
ass. Oh, boy. Hey,
I don't know.
You know what time it is?
February. Which comes on the heels of January.
Yeah.
You know what that means, don't you? It's enunciate your month.
It is. We use all of the letters in February.
February, try it out.
This, we believe, sets us apart.
Look, we can mispronounce, misread like live and lime and Cheesecake Factory. But the thing is, if you leave a letter out, I don't understand his dialect. But I've been all over the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't want to skip a letter.
Never skip a letter.
But don't skip it.
February.
It really sets us apart, don't you think?
Yes, it does. Yes, from the uninformed and the uneducated and those with very tight palates.
This is not to be confused with sort of the furniture that Vachon folks like to make.
The palette furniture.
They love the palette furniture.
The palette, chicken coop, the palette, coffee table.
Oh, the coffee table. How about the headboard? The palette headboard. Where's that been?
That's disgusting.
The headboard, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly
Is
what
it uvula
you mean.
Or uvula?
I think both are fine.
Well, anyway, say
both
February.
February.
Don't
it's
skip.
Just like Wednesday. Get them all in there.
You know what that is?
Get them all in there.
The day the shopping circulars come out.
Yeah,
on
twinsies.
Wednesday.
Exactly. Hello, Engineer Susan.
Oh,
hello.
That kind of engineer.
Yeah.
Choo-choo.
What'd you have for lunch, honey?
Tuna.
Tuna. In a salad?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, boy. Every time.
She's the healthiest eater I've ever met. But I think
she's glowing. I mean, it's working. I say, whatever she's doing, I'll do it.
Still a size 4.
Good. Yeah.
So beautiful. Susan
Hey, I've been moving mattresses to the dump all day, so I apologize for my appearance.
Well, I want
to
know what happened to the mattress.
Yeah.
My.
Intriguing.
We're closing down the brothel at our house.
Oh, good for you.
It's better than dead bodies.
Brothel, right? Brothel.
Is a real friend.
But heavier.
Help you move the body.
Yeah. And now a word from our sponsor, Stiff and Sure. Want to feel confident? Your coiffure.
Go ahead.
Coiffure.
Yeah, coiffure.
Want to feel confident your hairdo is in its rightful place from the boardroom to the bedroom for up to 72 hours? Be sure with Stiff and Sure. It's as easy as pie. Just tightly cover your airways and spray. Set it and forget it.
Plus, try the new line of nail polish, hard and fast. You won't believe the difference.
And now it is time to do the thing that we love to do. A favorite part of the show. When we introduce our beautiful guests. Okay. And the music started. Oh, look at that. Huh? We're back in action.
Huh?
Well
you
done.
You like that, huh? I knew you were coming
out of bake to cake. We don't bake. Bake to cake. Sorry. Bake to cake. If I knew we would have had Rosie do it for us. Bake to cake. How right.
should have
had
Adam. You do? How did you do?
Yeah, we should have.
We have with us today a brother and sister duo, Seth and Sarah Alexander. This is so exciting. You guys are, an ice skating team?
This guy's built for luge.
He's built for luge? Sure. Is that what you
said? I think they're lesbian
folk singers.
Skeleton. We kid. Maybe we know. Him. We maybe know you're not brothers.
We know because our assistant, Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, yeah, with the homosexual spelling, he goiggled you. And we know you're married. And
you're
we think
married.
That's amazing.
It's true.
Wow. It's amazing.
Sarah, just think you could have any man in the room.
I think that's so funny.
She married her brother.
That. Truly, yeah. truly. How long have you been at this marriage thing, you two?
It'll be 12 years this summer.
You can't possibly be old enough, young lady.
Wow. Just 6 months younger than Francis, our marriage.
Oh, who's Francis?
Who's Francis?
Well, the oldest of our marriage.
Oh, I see how it is. Shotgun message.
Yeah.
And we got to do it. You got to do it.
The math. When you do the math, you say, oh.
Does Francis know this? Is she listening right now?
She's not listening.
Is she a half bastard?
But she's a
fan. How does that work if you're 6 months in?
No, she's a full bastard.
She's full bastard. Yeah. Half Bastard is 100%. A great name for a country band, don't you think?
Yes. Yeah,
Half Bastard.
Write that down, Jeff.
Yeah. He actually proposed, though, when I was pregnant.
Oh,
do you want to hear the story?
Yes, of course we do.
With his
just
baby?
In time.
Huh?
With his child.
Yeah, no. That time with his.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Actually, that was one of our questions. Thank you for skipping
ahead. Okay, you're welcome.
Tell
Let's
us about this proposal
on.
Thing. Who did it?
Super romantic.
Well, so, yeah. It's awesome.
So you're knocked up.
I'm knocked up probably, I don't know, enough to feel sick, you know, like maybe two months, 3 months.
Makes me sick just thinking about it.
So, and you know, we both went to Garfield together.
Garfield High School. Seattle's own Garfield High School.
Amazing.
And the cat is the mascot, though, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's Lord, the dog.
Red tabby.
That's interesting.
Yeah, highly enlightening. Go ahead with your story.
So,
you were in high school at the time?
No, this is long after high school.
Oh, good.
So
who's Francis?
But we were at the high school.
Yeah. Well, so Ezel's chicken is across the street, and he said, "Let's go get some Ezel's."
Very famous.
So we drove to Ezel's.
Oprah
got some chicken
every time we come for lunch.
We did in high school too. And so then he took me out to the middle of the track where it was nice and green, you know, the grass, and we sat down and we're eating our Ezel's. And then he said, "Look over there. I've never noticed that house." And I looked, and as I looked, he put the little box. But it was an old ring box of his grandmother, so it was kind of old looking. And I turned back around. I said, "Ew, what's that? Ew." He's like, "I don't know."
Street pussy
open it up. And I said, "Ew, no, it was probably like crack in it or something." I didn't want to touch it. And he goes, "No, open it."
Oh, so wow, Sarah. Was there crack in it?
Way to bring a moment.
No.
Diamond crack.
Diamond, yeah.
Well, yeah. I'd fall for that.
And I think my words were, "You just made me the most happy pregnant lady."
Oh, you made an honest woman of her. That's very sweet. Let me ask you this. Would you propose if she wasn't knocked up? The correct answer is yes.
He had to think about it,
Actually think. Oh,
yes,
must have been a glitch in his mic.
Wow.
Well, we planned on the baby.
Well, dead air. Dead air. So are you both monogamous at the same time?
Yes.
More dead air.
Have you not listened to our show before?
Okay, look. You know what they need? They need a little. A lip loosener.
Hold on.
Let's
get
carry on. I'm going to open.
What are we sipping tonight, sis?
We've got some Prosecco.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring the good stuff, but it's Vachon.
Yeah.
Vachon.
Indeed. So tell
Vachon.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying. So
don't even bother, Seth.
See, very confusing. Seth, I understand that you're a family man and a businessman and a creative man, like a Renaissance man. Yeah?
It's a lot.
We.
Yeah. Well, okay. I understand that you're a jizz musician.
Let's cut to the chase already.
Jizz musician.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we love music. And we don't, I mean, I wouldn't say jizz music is my favorite.
It is getting out there.
I mean, I don't know. We've made love to both.
Jizz and jazz musicians.
No. You don't make love to a jazz musician.
I'm having something having stuck in my hair. I'm missing one. Did you get
one?
I got it. Okay, you notice there's a lot of strawberries in here.
We have made love to many jizz musicians, I think is what my sister is trying to say. Monk, sure. Mingus. Couldn't tell them apart, though. Yeah, like, I mean, like Monk like jazz music.
That's
itself,
okay. They couldn't tell you apart either,
it's
right?
Exactly right.
It's
Sarah.
All beeps and it's boops exactly and bops right. to
very
us.
Busy, that's, you know,
improvisational.
It's very unbalanced to my ear. It's unpleasant. Yeah, I don't love
Can
it.
Can I go? Along?
I don't love
How
it.
How about this one? Hey, everyone, take a solo at the same time. Oh, look, we're jazz musicians.
But I'll tell you what, I appreciate the embouchure. I do. I do appreciate the good embouchure.
Oh, you can say that again. Yeah. You know, the hell of a pucker.
Yeah. So Seth loves jizz. Oh. Johnny hates jizz. What about you, Sarah?
Sarah.
Where do you stand on jizz music?
I like some sorts of jazz.
Better question is, do you like the kind that I like?
Like when the sound is off? Hey, have a drink. Think about that while you have a drink.
Yeah.
Seth?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The problem for me is Cheers. That in my head, it's Cheers. Already so Cheers. Chaotic, and Cheers. The jazz, that kind of jazz just makes it even more
it's like
chaotic.
It's the reverse of Ritalin. It's like anti-Ritalin.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. I just don't do well. I appreciate it. I like all
busy,
the.
Right?
I like all the stuff, the Sun Ra. What was the stuff that you were playing for me? You probably don't remember. With sort of the African influence.
Probably Sun Ra.
Yeah, I like some of that stuff, the sort of experimental.
I believe we made love to him. Is he a him?
Yeah, he's
aren't they all?
He is now.
We're talking
about
outer
jazz music.
Space. He like. He, yep. He's
oh,
looked
that's
a
right.
lot like you guys, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, listen to this Sonny Rollins song, real quick. Are we hooked up? Listen to this.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's very
it's
ethnic
about to
in
get
the
worse.
Beginning.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, the sax player is about to stop.
That's nice. Do you like that, Seth?
Sure.
Sarah, is this the kind of jazz music you'd enjoy?
Yeah, I like this. I like, old jazz.
St. Thomas.
But yep, this good. Is not the kind that Seth plays.
We actually
plays.
Call it St. Thomas.
Yeah. And we made love to St. Thomas. The saint, the actual saint.
We adore sax. I mean, it's just so fun to watch him beeping and booping around, don't you
Tell
think?
Me you're a sax man. Are you a sax man?
I am.
Oh, God.
Sarah, do you love sax as much as Seth?
I do.
It's healthy when both people in the couple enjoy
like the same instrument.
Sax the same amount.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
So he's into the jizz. Sarah, do you cook?
Yeah. Not
on.
Lately. No. Seth's been doing a lot of the cooking lately.
Really? Oh, he is a Renaissance man.
He does it all.
He does. So he really does.
What are you making at home, Seth?
Well, I was going to make meatloaf tonight. Mm. Mashed potatoes.
All right.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. I might wait until tomorrow, though, because Fenchurch is not going to be here.
What's a Fenchurch?
My oldest daughter.
We have four girls.
Stop it.
I'm glad I'm sitting down, but all by the same mother? My God.
Three of them are mine and from me. And the oldest, Fenchurch, is from Seth's first marriage.
That's a whole lot
She's 17.
Jazz musician.
That's a full house of
females. Is she a jazz musician
yes, it is.
As well?
No, she's an artist.
He is.
Fenchurch, what is this kind of name?
It's the character that Arthur Dent fell in love with in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book, the last book. Yeah.
Oh. She lived in a parallel universe that was 10 feet above.
No, no,
10,
no. You never read the
We
book.
Did
no,
that.
I didn't. I just
we lived in Paris for a while.
She lived on Earth. Yeah.
It seemed, sure it did. Was very similar when we lived in Paris and in Amsterdam
and
with the hash.
In Paris... Interesting, different levels. We had the penthouse and the level below it for our help.
Yeah, that was.
And at that
levels.
Time, we had Imelda working with us. Now, well, I'll talk more about her
Do
later.
Do you remember
Maybe we'll
the
see.
Ill-fated network? We had the pilot on the PSSY, and it was called Full House of Females, which reminds me of your predicament.
Yes,
it was pretty good writing.
By Mary Kate and Ashley.
I think that we should put some money into like tampon stock. Or
oh, you should.
You know,
certainly
because
should.
I think that's going to be
it's going to be the thing.
Yeah.
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 Maybe the Diva Cup, because I know this is Vashon and you people like to be sustainable and environmentally
That's
sound.
Not a bad idea. Maybe just a little in everything.
Maybe you invest in some more Prosecco. Is all I'm saying.
Well, condoms, my God.
Well,
don't worry.
A nice vasectomy, perhaps.
Been there, done
Very
that.
Very nice. Oh, okay. So is jazz music days are over.
I guess so.
I don't know. I guess not. So.
Hey, it's time for our favorite segment. It's called Hot or Not. Are you ready? Romantic life.
Wait, we're going to play a music. You like this part.
Oh, God.
What's your
I
favorite
love
segment?
This part. time for a favorite segment, Hot or Not. Isn't that fun?
The way this
That's
works
jizzy.
Is pretty easy.
A little bit.
We ask you hot or not.
These sisters like the jizz.
If you want to weigh in a little bit, you can. If not, we're going to let you know our opinions on things.
Yeah. Obvious, I'll tell you. Obvs.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. Romantic life is complicated. It's hard enough.
It is.
I try to stay out of it for the most part. We're going to say a trend.
20 minutes. 20 minutes a day.
That's all you need.
That's
get
a good
in
long
every
time,
day.
Actually.
It's
20 minutes.
It's enough for maintenance.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hot or not.
You can tell us if it's hot or not.
All right. Love letters. The handwritten kind, people.
Hot.
Next.
Sexy texts.
Yeah, otherwise,
sexting.
You're
not into it. You don't do it.
Not really. Not.
No, you don't. Like, in the middle of the day, you don't, like, hey, what's in your bologna sandwich?
No.
If you put it that way, though. It's
not... Yeah. Mm. Maybe okay, I'll start.
Maybe
I'll try.
Suggest a few for them.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this?
Okay.
How about homemade Valentines, like, you know, with popsicle stick and Elmer's glue and pretty little doilies. You like that? Hot or not?
Well, I think they're hot. I make them every year for my husband.
They're so hot.
Yeah, see?
It looks like you have a couple
sitting
here right beside you.
That's funny. I brought you guys.
She brought us some DIY.
I brought you. Wait, no.
You can't tell us.
I can't tell you apart, so I don't know. I brought you some Valentine's.
Valentine's
that I made.
Look at this. This is a beautiful scalloped edge hot.
Yeah, thanks. I actually used your scissors to cut that edge.
There's a lady with a good
one. Did.
Who's you? There's a lady with a kimono on the front.
Yes, right? And a cherub.
You both have the same, so but different, cute. You know,
same
the twins.
Isn't that the way?
I don't know.
I think this is very hot for
thank
the record.
You
for the
yes,
record.
Seth.
Thank you.
I'm sure he has them all saved in the closet from years and years. Wait, you want to know the best thing, though, that I did?
Yeah.
When I was pregnant with Francis, and it was Valentine's Day, and I was about 8 months along.
Yeah, freshly married.
Yeah. Well, so I used a permanent marker, and I was nice, you know, big fat tummy, full of baby.
Sure,
and I wrote,
that's what happened afterwards.
I wrote in the mirror, or wrote on my belly, but using the mirror, and it was hard because I had to write backwards.
Sure,
right?
Very hard.
You know, a huge heart all across my tummy, and be mine, you know, for Seth. And when he came home, I pulled up my shirt and
ta-da. What did he say?
Yeah, he liked it.
He liked
it.
That's
your below.
He stayed on there almost until the baby. Yeah. Yeah. Permanent marker.
Yeah. Your obstetrician was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
That was awesome.
Hot or not, a dozen or more red roses.
Hot.
Lady Doth protested with that. She's like, roses.
She's thinking
roses.
About it.
Yeah, I like roses.
You know
roses.
What I'm thinking? A potted plant for this.
I'd rather have a rose bush.
It says, I'm here to stay.
That I could plant.
Right? Like a nice ficus. Yes. A rose bush. You're permanent. You set
Sarah
down
loves
your roots.
A bush.
I'd rather have something that I could put in the ground and, you know, see for years to come.
Yeah.
Just like our love.
How about a tennis bracelet?
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind that you
like
these.
All of these
like these darling
they're beautiful
these are real
super hot.
How about tennis lessons? Are you more into the experiences? You want to go canoeing?
Nope.
That sort of thing.
Nope.
All right.
A new shaker for my cocktails with you.
Staying out staying in,
is that right?
Like watch Netflix and chill, as the kids say.
Yeah, that's the new thing.
Are you asking if that's hot?
Yeah.
Going out or staying in and getting it on? What are
you asking which one? Oh,
yes, you're right. We're asking
that's
it. We're asking
it all sounds hot to me.
It's a monologue.
That's why he's a good husband.
Yes.
You know,
dear.
There's a rule in our house.
Dear.
Or a saying that he's the boss. No. Yeah. He's the boss, but I'm always right. That's how
you
it
got
works.
It worked out. Mm-hmm. You got it worked out.
It does.
He's
it works.
The right boss for me. That's how I put it.
Yeah. Mm. For now, anyway.
Huh. How about
I'm flubbing
just
everything.
Just putting out for old time's sake.
What?
So not?
yeah, sure. I mean, I like to go out. I love going out. But I don't know what you're talking about now. Are we back to that
question?
No, just
like taking one for the team. Putting out for old time's sake.
Putting out.
Not
for,
going out.
Oh, putting out.
You know, it's look.
I missed
for the
that.
Team.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day
question.
Falls on a Wednesday this year. You know, it's a school night. People probably been working. They're exhausted.
Sure.
Are you going to go forward, you know, with the whole Valentine's thing?
Well, if he gets his, you know, saxophone out and plays me some jizz music.
I see, it gets hot. It gets
maybe.
Hot. Did you consummate the marriage on your honeymoon night, on your wedding night?
No, that's funny because...
Well, we had a crying baby.
I fell asleep in the bed nursing Francis, who was 6 months old. Okay. And Seth fell asleep on the fold-out couch with Fenchurch, who was five. So that was
romantic.
That's kind of been the story of our lives.
Ask about the honeymoon.
Been married more than a year.
Oh boy. How about edibles? Hot or not?
Not.
Like edible underwear or
well,
edible
that's next.
Pot?
Yeah. Sure.
No. Both of them. Blech.
Wait, we didn't say it was like pot flavored edible underwear.
But that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We should talk to 7-Eleven about that.
Copyright.
Market
that.
It.
You can find that. How about those big box of chocolates that shape like a heart and most of them are filled with some weird repurposed egg Cadbury.
Yeah, like pineapple creams or something.
Yeah, with the white creamy stuff.
I'm going to say not, but she's going to say hot.
No,
do you like
it?
Do you like the chocolates? Meh. You got a sweet tooth?
Meh.
But how about the
I'd
gesture
them,
of,
probably
of
make
a big hot
sick.
Shaped box is kind of sweet.
Yeah,
you know?
It's cute. But only if it's a velvet box, like real velvet.
Okay.
With a real...
A real velvety
yeah.
box.
Yeah. Not like a Stouffer's
with
sample.
The tennis bracelet.
Not like
Stouffer's?
The, tennis no, not Stouffer's.
Stouffer's doesn't sound right.
Stouffer.
That's like frozen.
Stouffer.
Frozen
yeah, those
Lasagna.
Taste like cardboard.
Stouffer's, yeah.
How about some Godiva?
Whitman's.
Sure,
okay. Godiva. Some good stuff.
That was a fun segment. Thanks, you guys.
I want to thank. I want to thank that segment to Windsor. What do you think about Windsor? You know, every time I say something, you say it back. You could just let it go, by the way. That voice of Vashon. Thanks, Windermere Vashon Real Estate, for its support. Making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. You know that's possible.
She was totally
oh, bawling. My God. Sarah Alexander just handed me the most beautiful picture of the two, these two beautiful people walking down the aisle. She's got a baby in her arm. He's got a crying five-year-old holding his hand. This is adorable.
Let me have a look at this.
We're going to have to share that
on Instagram.
It's
funny
that
we got pictures on the radio show. But, oh,
I know.
Cool.
I brought pictures.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah. That's adorable.
Yeah.
And right before you kiss the bride, she nurses.
I had to get a strapless dress so that I could nurse.
Pop it out the top.
Yeah.
Sarah, I understand that you're very involved in the culture on this island. And we love to get out to the theater, the symphony,
right.
et cetera.
Not here, but we do love going on to the
theater. If we have to.
Yeah.
I understand anytime we see an 8-year-old in hot red lipstick and dramatic blush lines, that's probably your work. Sarah Alexander.
A little bit of a makeup
artist. Yeah, I've been painting the children of Vashon.
Well, they
for
need
a while
it.
Now.
They need
yeah.
that dirty. Do you wash them first? Because my
Ooh,
God.
Some of them, they have boogers still, and we've, you know.
Lice.
What about the lice? Yeah. Yeah. What do you like, see something, say something? Out?
Yeah.
You're up there, you're making a bun for the ballet,
you know, there
and
hasn't
you see some
been,
critters?
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
What do you do?
Well, you boop, find boop, the boop, parent. Boop. We kind of all, you know, ooh, watch
you have a
out.
Code word?
Yeah.
Lice.
That's your safe one. Yeah. But you're quite an accomplished makeup artist, I understand.
Well, I wouldn't. I'm learning, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't say
My
that, but I've
Anne
been practicing.
I
brought something for you.
She worked on her eyes today.
I'm
going to
tell you what.
In homage to you, Sarah Alexander.
Oh. We don't always travel same. With our main makeup artist, but we did have Dorita with us today. Thank goodness.
Oh, thank God
I had to
Dorita.
Do a look.
Dorita.
Yeah, I came up with the look, but I had her do it, and I'm going to show it. I'm going to unveil
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can't see
because
she has
glasses.
Glasses.
It's using the Sahara landscapes shades from Sephora. And I
Old
called it.
Above.
I called it Sunset Affair, and
yeah.
I want you to look. It's a very interesting combination.
It is.
So on the lid, we have like a pearly kind of a frosty orange, and that's called Take a Bite of Peach. And then in the crease, I used
peach.
A pretty navy blue that's
yeah.
called Hello Sailor. And then right on the top, I used a turquoise, which is called Aunt Irene. What do you think?
It's cool. The bruise look.
It's really nice.
You like it? It's unexpected is what
it
I
is.
Felt.
It's an unexpected combination
like, you
of colors.
For
very
that.
Dark.
Yeah.
It's, we call it domestic violence. It's very funny, Susan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dorita.
Yeah, I like
pulling
it.
Off
it's
my vision.
It's beautiful. I've actually
Dorita's
been...
Good.
Noticing
Dorita's
your blush.
Good. You like the blush?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very contoured.
And
yeah. What's that? Oh.
See, now what she does, I think, is always so pretty. She misses the crease altogether.
Yeah.
She
well, she kind of missed the whole middle
bony.
Part.
I don't have to show
Susan.
In the back of the limo.
Show Susan.
Oh.
I'll post pictures,
yeah.
people.
Yeah. But the eyelashes just great. Take over.
Yeah.
Thank you. Know, so
we
it's beautiful.
Have permanent yeah. lash from other parts extensions. Of my body. You still have to get them touched up every 8 weeks.
But they come from our own bodies, which I think is okay. Oh, I'm not going to borrow someone else's hair.
That's
all right, we're rich enough that we can use our own.
Does it come from your head?
From my shoulders.
No, we
no,
have it
don't
formed
worry about
from
it.
Other parts of our bodies. Don't worry. They're
don't.
Very natural.
Let it go.
All right. I'll have to get some of those.
So you have four daughters?
Your housekeeper must be excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. This
conversation is just like being at home and a mother-in-law to boot.
What? Stop it.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Who's mother-in-law? Who's?
Well, it's his mother-in-law, my mother.
Oh,
she went on our honeymoon, too.
No! Oh.
So did the baby and the five-year-old.
This is getting weirder and weirder by the minute. Is this a Vachon thing?
I've never felt sadder in my life.
I know. Oh. We deserve a honeymoon by ourselves.
They needed a wet nurse.
I don't think we...
That's
you know
why?
What? It wasn't until... Last year, when we went over to town to see Sia,
town,
the concert.
To town.
No, it's called Overtown. That's
oh,
what we
you
say.
Went Overtown.
We went to the Sia
and
concert and we spent the night in a hotel, and it was the first night that we'd stayed away from our children since, you know, Sabine was born. So it had
this
been
is very heartbreaking.
7 years or something.
Let's do a reenactment. Here we go.
Make out, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is this hot or not?
Hot.
Not.
He doesn't like Sia.
I'm tired of Sia.
I love this song. I relate to it too because I'm a party girl and
me
I
too.
Always have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's my favorite one to do at karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, you're a karaoke singer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me about this. Where do you sing your karaoke?
Well, at the Eagles.
At the
you
Eagles.
Know, for what Eagles. Used to be known as Farioki.
I don't know this.
Yeah, with your...
Oh, we have heard about these girls.
Tell me
they're
more.
Incredibly beautiful.
They are.
Amazingly mm-hmm. talented.
We better turn
they're
that
really
music
good before
trying.
We have karaoke hosts.
All right, right.
Yeah.
Anyway. So tell me about two charming girls, beautiful or something?
Yeah. Beautiful, talented,
smart,
really smart, really...
Superb body forms?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well
yeah.
dressed.
Well dressed. Technologically,
cooks?
Like ahead of the curve.
Interesting.
With the, yeah, you know.
Who are these two?
I love this. I'm intrigued.
The Washington State Fairies.
Oh, I have heard of them.
You know, you can.
Of course,
I
have heard.
You
can actually. We even
do singing
Sahara,
telegrams for
them.
Valentine's Day with
no,
them.
No, you know
course.
What? I
yeah.
think we have a sponsor.
Funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
A word from our newest sponsor.
So yeah. you two brought us a song about your love. Or something. I don't know. Can you tell us about it? We're gonna pull it up for you. Oh, where is Seth's song?
Seth has his songs
song
there. My song's written on that sheet of paper.
Is this just music?
And it's not really about love, but no, it's on the back of your first sheet.
Okay. All
let's
right.
put in
I'm
Seth's
really
CD.
I really don't do paperwork.
Can we do a CD?
That's not her.
Susan, what
oh, here we go.
You can?
This is her song.
I don't.
It's a bunch
here,
of people.
You should look
where's
at
Jeff
it?
And we need it?
Here. Hand over a CD. Pick your favorite.
Seth brought some jizz music.
The first song.
He wrote me
we'll
a song
try.
Once.
A jizz song?
Where's that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it recorded?
I was hoping he brought it.
What's it called? Can you do it right
it
now?
It was called Hope for Sarah, but it's just called Sarah.
Oh, that's yeah. pretty.
I actually was going to rewrite it. I was practicing it the other day.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
What were you hoping for her?
Very romantic.
It was like more like... I have hope for her to be the one.
Oh!
I
thought
that's why I don't like the
you're
name.
Still hoping she'll be the one.
Yeah.
Hope, oh,
like
I get it.
Met.
I get it. I thought because she was she was terminally ill, and then we should start.
I don't
waiting.
Know what he was
hoping
for.
Her.
Hoping she'll come home.
This
I don't
is
know.
Not it. But.
I hope she doesn't leave me with these
well,
four girls and her
anticlimactic.
Mother.
He has a different song.
That's probably
totally
more
unrelated.
Realistic. Yeah.
All right. Here's another song.
This is
entirely.
It's all about Seth. Let's go.
He's
pulling it up.
Coming for jizz music and
I like jizz music.
Well, that's
and
nice.
I cannot lie.
Who is this, Seth?
Oh, that's
Eric
fun.
Dolphy.
I think we made love
never
to him.
Never heard of him. With him.
To,
not to
no,
him.
It was to him.
It was on him. And a little to the left. No,
you
all left.
You
do
know,
you remember that?
Yes.
I do too.
Should do. I'm sorry your daughters she, have to be listening to all of
this. Everyone knows that jizz musicians go by the metric system.
It's that's true. Most of them do.
One time Seth
that's
took
nice.
Me to the BJ Fest in
is
Ballard.
The Ballages Fest.
Yeah, the Ballages
that's the
Fest.
Fest.
We were first dating and he's like, oh, you should come to the BJ Fest. And I thought, ooh,
you thought,
yeah.
Felt like
and
going
he
up
explained,
to see
I was
a fish
like,
tank.
All right. So we went to the tractor. Is that right?
Tractor Tavern.
Yeah.
I forget.
I think. Anyway, and there was, you know, this jazz musician on stage doing his thing, and he was wearing these coveralls, you know, like if you were a mechanic.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was playing his saxophone.
I gotta have this music turned off.
Hard and heavy thick.
Oh my God.
He started bleeding and needed a band-aid because he was just like all over the
place. What instrument was he playing?
Saxophone. But he was like jumping up and down. And
that's a true passion for jazz music.
It was nuts. Yeah.
And wow.
He was playing the saw and he skipped a beat.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, and that was the founding of your love at the BJ Fest. You two are very, very dirty.
I feel like we're kind of boring right now, though.
Take the CD back.
Do you feel like you're boring?
For your show, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Right now,
no.
I don't have any special tricks up my sleeve.
No. It's okay. You know why? You don't have to worry, because right now we're going to call Jim.
It's time to call Jim.
Oh, I love this part.
Call Jim.
I know. Isn't this fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is our favorite.
He's pretty funny.
What we call?
He's a fun guy.
The guy
he is.
In the
I'm glad
world.
He's our guy.
Yeah. Who's calling him? You? Oh, God, she's good.
Susan is
she
so
is
good.
It. You know, it's from the tuna.
Hashtag, it's tuna's working, Susan.
What are the oils that the fish give you?
Dolphins.
The fish oil? It's very good for your mind, and it is working for her today.
Ring, 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 ring.
Sean Taylor. Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Hi,
wait,
Jim. That was very loud.
You know, this
loud.
Is my favorite part. Jim, just pretend it's ringing and answer the phone again. I love this part. Go ahead.
Hello, are you there? This is Vashon Chamber of Commerce. This is Jim.
Jim, you're such a delight. You're a living doll. My God, I love you.
Jim, you know why we're calling, right?
Because you love me.
Well, that's part
ding,
of it.
Ding,
that's
ding,
part
ding. Because we need some help. Always. Look. We have this delightful sister and brother duo here. We found out are married.
They're a married
couple.
To
change things. But
the sister and brother are married.
Well, it was a misunderstanding.
Anyway, it was a misunderstanding.
To each other.
Four children ago. All right, look, it's Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah, also Galentine's Day. Sure, because that's fun. If you don't have a man, go out with your gals. Don't let it stop you.
We love this sweet couple. Don't we want to make sure, you know, we want to see what Vashon has to offer them next Wednesday.
So what's the hot ticket on Vashon Island?
I bet you it has a lot
Valentine's
to do
Day.
With the community van. And we're wondering if the community van is available for Seth and Sarah
and
Alexander.
Also, what? Does it have an optional hot tub? Is that an option?
A dozen puppies?
It does not have a hot tub. One of them has a ramp, though.
Okay,
that's
useful.
That's good.
I
could bring a skateboard.
And it does have restraints to hold your wheelchairs in there. But
or what
probably
have you.
Use them for other things.
Okay. This leads
like shopping
next.
Carts.
Wow,
or,
can they park at Inspiration Point? Can you just sign up for the van and just take it to park?
Sure. What you just need is two people and a volunteer driver.
So
there's always going to be a third wheel there.
One of you ladies going
to
drive?
I need to know if it's cloth or leather seats before we sign up for this.
No, they're cloth.
Oh,
it's a community.
We like to go to Jensen Point, by the way.
Oh, that's where you make out? At Jensen Point.
Oh, Jensen Point.
Isn't that where everybody makes out?
I thought Inspiration Point. I thought that's why they called it that.
Does it have a hookah hookup? You know, like the kids put the Game Boys in there?
Yeah.
It has a USB hookup.
Okay.
Your hookah is USB powered.
Are you permitted to drive through the reverse drive-through at Zombies in the community van?
You could do that, yeah. But the windows are, yeah. You could do that.
Okay.
What else do you What else do you have for Seth and Sarah? Like a hot air balloon ride,
double erotic massage for two.
They could go do some horseback riding.
Oh, that's sexy on the beach.
Horseback riding.
Any
bareback?
Yeah, there's the Vashon Island
suits, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Take it out to KVI Beach and
go
ride
Godiva. You know.
Yeah.
I guess they're partial to Jensen Point. What do you think about that?
The what from Jensen,
Jensen
Point?
Jensen Point, the very
that's
partial
they
to
like
going
to
down
make
to
out.
Jensen Point.
Yeah, that would be okay.
You'd permit it.
I'm more of an inspiration.
Could you drive them in the community?
Well, I think if you live in Burton, it's kind of, you know, where you go and you don't want to go home yet.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And is there a dock where you can make love?
Yes.
It's pretty big. We have a 12-seater, so you'd have to be kind of just... Do
van.
Your yoga beforehand.
If the dock is a rockin', don't come on knocking on the community.
I don't know if that's something that King County would necessarily approve of, but they can't regulate it.
It's
so.
A government municipality.
What happens in the community van stays in the community van.
Yeah, and I've been fixed anyway, so it's not like we're making babies.
What would you recommend for a really hot date on Vashon Island? Like, what would your night be?
Yeah. next Wednesday.
I would kind of ramble. Are you guys vegetarians or anything like that?
No. Lord, no. Who cares? No, they're not.
No, I would go to. I would go to. I'd go to Bramble. Well, first off, Bramble, as a guy, I would say take some time and memorize a poem.
Oh!
You know, some sort of Shakespearean floofy thing.
Beautiful.
And then,
a sonnet?
And yeah, or, you know, John Donne. John Donne's got
such a romantic.
Is that hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah, got some spicy stuff. And then, you know, go to Bramble House. Get the they've got a... Bramble House has a special room on the top floor.
That's oh my god! Very nice.
It's very dancing point.
Is it actually a dungeon in the attic?
No, it's actually a very nice room with a little view, and they call it the engagement room. For
what do they do?
Done that? Get engaged?
You mean they eat? Yeah, like there's a table, and you get to eat up there.
You get to eat up there. Private, it's a nice little table.
What else?
Get your own private thing, so you can shut the door and get all.
Is there like a fainting couch?
Homes and private.
Do the servers knock before they come in?
You could ask them too. You could say, "Hey, we're going to be in here. Just knock when you come in."
That's really funny. I just leave the dessert at the door.
Yeah. I think it, you know, it's what you would do in a restaurant, but you have a door, so it's kind of like having your own private booth. So it's very private.
But then you can't people watch.
Well, true, but if you're there on a romantic date, don't you want to just watch your romantic date person?
I do, yes.
How about a place to get a lovely bouquet of roses, long stem?
You could go to Urban Bloom. Is great.
Urban Bloom, very nice.
I think it's Herbin.
Herbin Bloom, right. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what about like...
And Thriftway, you know, Thriftway doesn't do a bad job
with
their roses either. So.
Very good.
With their dinners.
You can get a burrito.
So we could just get roses and burritos all in one stop.
Right, there you go.
And take it to Jensen Point.
Mix your own risotto.
Budget.
You're going to get the tennis arm after your tennis bracelet on anyway. It's going to be fabulous. Stay home. Thank you, Jim. Didn't know you were such a romantic. The poem thing really threw me.
I'm very romantic. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Also, we lost our lip liner. Can you look for it?
Check the lost and found.
It's in Hot Cherry number 5.
Is it in
Hot
the van?
Hot Cherry number 5.
We don't know. Check the van.
It's one of those that's sharpened all the way almost to the bottom.
All the way to the bottom.
Is it in a black or maroon case?
Yep.
You got it.
Bye.
Black and maroon.
Bye, Jim.
Bye.
And now a word from our newest sponsor, the Washington State Ferries.
Speaking of doubles,
I think this is the ones with the wings and the wands because I think the spelling is very different. This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart something she or he or they will never forget. Mm. A song of love and devotion delivered by two middle-aged fairies.
What? Are you reading that right?
That's not right.
I don't know. It's not rhyme. But it's two middle-aged fairies. Sounds hot. That's what it says. Singing telegrams are back, and they're hotter than ever. For $50, you really can't go
$50?
You know what? They already write the song. All you got to do is just give them a little intel, and they already write the song for you. They got the cast.
For $50?
Only $50.
That's outrageous.
So call today
back,
and book your telegram.
When they first started these fairies doing their telegram business.
My lovely wife got me one.
Yeah. Well, I got it for the whole family for Valentine's Day.
It came with a kiss, too.
Was it fabulous?
Oh, it was
great. They came to the house.
Oh.
I didn't tell the family, but they came to the house and and they came in and
memorable.
Yeah, we had lots of kids and babies around and
bonus for
they
days.
sang an awesome song that they wrote specifically about
you.
Each person in the family.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. For $50?
Yeah, wonderful. It was great. It was awesome.
A bargain at twice the price. How do you book?
Please call today to the Washington Ferries at 206-463-1757.
You know what? That should
be
a typo. The actual number is 206-463-1756, I happen to know.
Curious.
1756.
Funky dokey.
Could you email them?
Or you could email them at ferries at washingtonstateferries.com.
And ferries is spelled
F-A-R. R-I-E-S.
No, wait, F-A-I. No.
Come on, guys.
Yes, you can do this. Wings and wands.
It's not F-A-E.
This is very odd.
It's very hard.
Talk about a happy
206-463-1756. Call them today.
Wow.
All right, Susan, we're
next
for our favorite segment. Third person. Who's on first?
What's in the news today, sis?
Well, hell if I know. You know I don't read the papers. But yesterday...
Oh, they're kissing.
We were invited to Merv Griffin's daughter's Bel Air home for a delicious late lunch. Okay, first of all, I digress, but
please do.
You agree with me that
Merv's daughter looks very much like Merv. Especially
like
in the
poor
jaw.
Girl.
In the jawline.
And the receding
hairline. But I think she's a very handsome woman.
She is.
Yeah.
And I love that they had the commitment ceremony.
I think it was fun.
Oh, it was great. Anyway, something good was apparently playing on the boob tube because every guest was glued to the TV. Even some people shouting at it. But anyway, we paid him no mind, and my sister sat and I sat down and enjoyed a life-altering dish called, are you sitting down? Frito pie.
Have you had this?
Ooh, I've heard about it. I've never had it, though.
The ingredients are very simple, so you might want to take this home. This is, you're going to knock it out of the park. If you don't get that private dining room at Bramble House, consider Frito pie. It's got about three ingredients, and they're all magic together.
Yeah.
Chili.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yeah.
And Fritos.
Yeah. Hmm? And the cheese isn't like a, it's not like a camembert.
Wait, but it...
It's just the orange kind. Very soft and orange.
But isn't this the one where you put the chili and the cheese directly in the Frito bag?
That's a version of
wow. That's the one I want to try around the campfire.
We just ate it and we ate a few helpings.
In fact, you guys, I brought it. Here you go. Here's a.
Can you imagine? Do you know how happy we'd be? You'd be a best.
This is really my new favorite thing, the Frito pie.
Have you tried it? Oh yeah, you did.
Behold our hot bun today.
It wasn't in a bag though. Wasn't that served in a bag?
Yeah, I think that's the camping version, kind of, you know.
Version. Is that a Peppa Belly?
Tom Cush told me about that.
Super Bowl, Shmoopa Bowl. I don't know what was going on yesterday, but I love this Frito pie.
I was sleeping all day yesterday because I took all three girls to Katy Perry the night before.
Oh!
So I could care less about the Super Bowl.
You went to Katy Perry.
I did.
Isn't she delightful, Katie? She's a good friend.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, she kissed a boy.
Everything she knows.
And she kissed a girl.
And she kissed a girl.
And she liked both.
Yeah, she did. She did.
I like it that she was so transparent about that whole experience.
Get it
kids
out there.
She was really good about sharing.
She called her mom during the concert.
No.
Yeah, on this enormous phone.
Cute.
Yeah, it was. And she, her mother, they were chatting, and then she said, okay, mom, I've got to go. And she was hanging up, and she said, I got to play that song you don't like.
That one.
Was it the girl?
It wasn't the peacock one, because I think that's a bit much.
That one,
it's a bit much.
Yeah.
I have got a great idea
for Katy
Perry. I think she should call Jim Marsh at the Vashon Chamber of Commerce when she's on
stage. At next show.
That'd be fabulous.
That would be fabulous.
She should.
So?
Yeah.
Well, we know her manager. We're very good friends. We'll call him up and suggest it.
How come you didn't get me backstage passes then if you know him so well?
Well, I know you were a fan. We did get you something, though. We got you backstage passes to, can you guess?
Kenny G.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that you both loved the
He's friends with
music.
Katy Perry, too.
Yeah, you loved his music.
Especially Kenny G's jizz.
Especially smooth jizz.
Hey. This is our favorite segment.
This is our favorite
It's time for our
segment.
Favorite segment. Who's touching you now?
So, you know, it's very difficult to tell us apart. We're absolutely identical twins. And so, I don't want you to feel bad about that.
There
we have
is.
Some beautiful music from our good friend Charo coming on now. We're going to ask you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Yeah, she knows about this music. All right. And it's called Who's Touching You Now? Go ahead.
Anne? Nancy?
The one to my right.
Did I give you guys the right Valentine? That was
very good.
Somebody
good.
Touched...
I touched a Sarah and I liked it.
Yeah. Oh.
And I touched Seth and I liked it.
I was Seth was Katie too far. I didn't get to touch you, Seth. I'll touch you later. Get a rain check.
Oh boy.
Oh. That was one of
Did
the more interesting segments I've ever been part of. You know, nipple brushing and weird,
very lightly.
Yeah,
it was like a ghost. It was like
Did
you brush up or brush down?
Yeah, the music really helped me though.
I brushed to the side.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Outwardly,
you know, the people in Vashon do that. They do it's for their
the dry brushing.
Yeah, the dry brushing.
Yeah, I bought one of those brushes after reading an article, and it's still sitting in my drawer, wrapped up.
All over your house.
I know, but who the heck has 20 minutes every morning to gently brush themselves?
Brush yourself.
I mean, I don't. 20 minutes, I'm going to sleep.
In the privacy of your own home, please. Don't brush yourself at the Riftway.
Yeah.
Hey. Disgusting.
That goes along with cutting your nails on the ferry,
I think. This is our favorite segment.
This is my favorite segment.
Oh, another
it's
one.
It's time for Nut of the Night.
Hey.
Is this jizz music?
Come on, I love that.
Definitely. Show jizz.
Show jizz.
All right. People send, you know, we have fans all over the world.
The planet.
Which is great. Which is great. And people love to send us nuts because they know we're nut heiresses.
Oh, I wish.
So, the good news is we have a package of nuts today. Now, these were sent to us. Look at this. All the way from Honolulu, Hawaii.
The one in Hawaii.
Those are the best.
That Honolulu.
Oh. This is from.
My grandma used to love those. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at this. This
are those
is all
from
the
Sahara?
I think I just found out I'm allergic
from the Sahara,
to the macadamia
snows.
Nut.
And look at the woman who sent is named Monrovia Johnson. That's a fun name.
Monrovia
Johnson.
Thank you, Monrovia in Honolulu. I think that's her real name.
Well, that's what she said. So here we go. We're going to try some dry roasted and salted macadamia.
They're dry brushed. I like them best when they're in cookies with white chocolate.
With chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We did not bring
the... Yeah, that's okay.
Well, those are nice.
Oh, it's very smooth.
Like butter. Yeah, those are good. Mm-hmm. You get one, Susan.
Oh, that's delicious. I feel disgusted with ourselves because, you know, we're well known far and wide for being generous hostesses.
And
don't you think?
And
you know what we did? Hmm. We didn't bring enough champagne fluids today for Susan. She's been sober the whole show. If you're worried,
Susan,
about
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Susan.
We're gonna deliver something to your door to surprise you.
I brought my own white wine, and I have an extra glass if you'd like some. No.
While
it's
you're
not
thinking,
a salad, well, so Susan says nothing.
It's not too late to get drunk. Hey, you're listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. Yeah, I'll take that with two limes.
Hey.
Oh, it's our favorite segment.
Oh, I love this segment.
Oh, my gosh.
It's time for Dear Ann and Nancy.
Love the Dear
Ann. Is this just music, would you say?
She's going to read you a letter from a real-life person who has real-life... Real life problems.
Yeah,
can I read the letter?
A lot of people ask us for advice.
Oh, would you?
And then you can weigh in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Not only do people send us nuts, they also send us the letters.
The problems. Okay.
Here's the letter. Dear Ann and Nancy, my wife and I have been married for 32 years.
Oh, wow.
She's my best friend, and we are still very much in love after
very
all
sweet.
These years and raising four kids.
Four kids?
Anywho.
Yeah. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. No, because 32, yeah. In many ways, the magic is still alive, but I must admit, I wouldn't mind spicing things up in the bedroom.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She needs Dan Savage. Oh,
but he's gay.
Yeah. I don't want to embarrass her or us. We tend toward pretty white bread lovemaking. From butt plugs to threesomes, where does one start? Signed, Bored Stiff in... Schenectady.
Very close. Schenectady. There you go.
Schenectady.
Wow. Well, I think we've got the right question for the right guests. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys.
What do you think, you two?
I want to find out from Seth what he thinks about that.
How do you spice this up?
Do you start with the butt plugs?
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just go right to it.
Three of them?
I don't know.
Are we allowed to say that on primetime?
We just did.
Good.
Oh.
Great.
Oh, good. Well, I've watched 50 Shades. Great.
Well, talk to me.
Just do something you normally wouldn't do, you know?
Mm. Like what?
Like I'd pick something.
You made?
Like using other parts, you know?
I don't know.
I don't either.
He's turning red.
Do something you wouldn't normally do using an opposing body part you wouldn't normally
costumes.
Use to facilitate your love making.
So like
costume. I'm always looking for another opportunity to wear a costume.
You
or
like
a wig.
Costume.
Sure. Okay, she likes dressing play. Up. I like
yeah.
it.
Will you also dress up, Seth?
Sure.
You'll well, that's up. The whole
like
thing is
fireman?
I dress him up.
Oh.
Yeah. Right.
This is fun.
So a fireman?
What do you like to dress
salesman?
Him up as?
Jazz musician?
A nurse.
A dirty nurse.
A helpful male nurse. I
yeah.
love that.
Look at this little person who walked up at the most opportune moment. Who's this?
This is Margaret.
Speaking of
she's
spicing
six.
Up things.
Margaret, could you say hello into the microphone?
Can you say hi?
Hello.
Oh, she's adorable. Awesome. What a cute
tiny
pie.
Voice.
Are all your four daughters that lovely?
Definitely.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Very sweet.
Tell us what else is coming up for you, Seth and Sarah. Do you have any jazz concerts we should know about there, Seth?
Wait, have we answered Board Stiff's question to do you think we gave him enough?
Well, I like the costumes.
The costumes. There's going to be some dressing up.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
There's going to be
go
a fire.
Go
there
9.5 weeks and, you know, take stuff out of the fridge. And
oh, wow.
You know,
oh, yeah,
that was
some,
always.
Use some food, some mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Eat it off your friend.
And a wig.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You're set.
Just don't get the honey or the mashed potatoes in the wig because I just don't want to deal with that.
What a mess. And, you know,
don't make a mess.
I don't want to have to wash my wig.
Get dirty, but don't get dirty.
But don't get too dirty.
Right? Don't get too dirty.
Yeah.
Are you more, when it comes to wigs, are you more of an Ava Gabor or a Delta Burke?
I bet you she's a date. Ava, Delta.
I would say Delta. I'd say she's a Delta. I'm looking at you, and to me, you just look like a Delta.
You know what? I'm going
to
agree with you this time. You're definitely a Delta Burke.
I don't even remember which one Delta is.
Well,
I've never
she's
watched.
She's that age.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
She makes beautiful wigs.
Yeah,
beautiful
what?
Wigs.
What
was that show she was on with all the
Designing
Women. But it was,
Delta
Burke.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She had the dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Ava Gabor.
She makes beautiful wigs. Mm. Beautiful
so does
wigs.
Raquel Welch.
Raquel Mel.
They
Raquel
all make
Welch
wigs?
Makes a lovely wig.
Mm-hmm.
Spiky, fun.
Stuff.
Like a fun, youthful
you mean she
wig
wears
for
them
a, you know, an 80-year-old.
She actually
makes
them.
She makes them.
She doesn't have to wear them.
Where do you buy your wigs?
Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I see. You're buying Chinese synthetics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. But you know, it's different strokes for different folks.
That's right. We're on a budget.
I understand. Well, you have four children.
You got a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah.
And a mother-in-law.
That's right.
Wow.
I got to take a nap.
You still feel very sad about your honeymoon.
Maybe it's because I'm drunk.
Yeah. Well, it's all
right. Next time, right?
Yeah.
But think of all the Jensen Point, you know,
nights to come.
Yeah. In your future.
In costume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to Jensen Point in costume?
We will.
I kind of want to come back to Vashon on Valentine's Day and just see what these two
go
are
go to Jensen
to.
Point and check it out.
Yeah, yeah. You'll find a
don't
nurse.
Tell anybody else on Vashon to get down there.
Yeah, they'll never recognize us.
You need
us
to rent
in
that community
stretch limo.
they'll never recognize us in the van.
This has been such a fun
it's
afternoon.
It's been very
together.
Delightful.
Yeah, do you feel like did it live up to your expectations?
Well,
it
you
did.
Asked all the right questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it goes fast, doesn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
I was worried, honestly, that we'd have to talk about.
We don't do politics. No, it's all jizz and butt plugs around here. We don't do too much politics.
I love jizz and butt plugs.
No,
it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Seth Alexander.
Look, do you two tweet? You have a blog or a podcast, a YouTube channel, a custom Snapchat?
Filter, what about for your
like
band?
That?
Nothing. For your jizz band?
Yeah, something.
Just my Facebook page.
What's that? What's that?
But he should tell you that he plays every.
Yeah, the first Thursday of every month at the Vermilion Art Gallery.
Oh,
Vermilion,
Seattle, beautiful,
yeah. Fabulous. Where is it?
It's up on Capitol Hill. 1508 11th Avenue.
Oh, mm-hmm. What leather bars. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love them.
Is it a leather bar?
It can be. You know, Sarah costumes.
If you
costumes,
want it to be.
Anywhere can be.
Sure. I think you need to put together his next Vermilion costume.
I'd love to see you in a pair of leather pants.
The Chameleon of Vermilion. Yeah. We've just created a new character for this jizz musician right here.
Seth Band, what's
right
your jizz
now?
Band called?
Just my name.
Seth Alexander Trio.
Seth Alexander, whatever.
There's only one
trio.
You're really
quartet.
Good at marketing yourself, Seth.
Wow.
I know. Boy, oh boy.
Overwhelmed over here.
Sound like my dad.
What does your dad want you to name the band? Seth and his handsome dandies?
I wanted it to be called Jazzercise, but he didn't go for
it. Jazzercise, that's fun.
It's probably a trademark on that.
Here's my other kid. Can she say hi?
Oh, yes. Oh, who's
this? Is Sabine. She's 8.
Hi,
say
hi.
Oh,
hi.
God. Look at her fun
so
hair.
Cute.
She's got great hair.
She's a punk rocker.
She
are
is.
You a punk rocker, Sabine? No, she says she's not. You're just cool. You're too cool for school. Yeah. Do you like school?
We can relate.
Nope. Didn't like it.
All right. We want to thank Sarah and Seth Alexander.
And the Seth Alexander Trio.
Two of their offsprings. You can find him first Thursdays at Vermilion. He will be wearing a leather, all leather bodysuit next time you see him.
All leather nurse suit.
Thanks. All leather nurse suit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
all
to his lovely wife, Sarah.
You'll find her backstage at VCA with a Revlon
and a
lipstick
lice
in
comb.
Hand.
And a lice comb.
And a bottle of Lysol.
And some deodorant.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're going to see you next month here at the broadcast.
Yeah, who's our guest next month?
We've got some of the Vagina Monologue folks.
Oh,
the director of the Vagina
Monologues.
We all love vaginas, and she's going to come and talk about it. Most of us in this room have them.
First Monday of March, 4 o'clock. Monday
of
March.
You got it.
On the broadcast. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you so much for having us.
Goodbye. Stay beautiful, Vashon. Or just keep on doing what you do. This has been
The Broadcast.